The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We're talking a situation where a person is isolated. We started speaking about the talking in personal situations, which basically means then sometimes the person's situation, he has a lot of family and the friends around him, and sometimes he's isolated all by himself. And whichever he's in, he has to realize that this was something set up specifically for him back for the Shepoch to take advantage of. The biggest mistake many people make in Bitochet is when they have trying situations, they look at it as, oh, this, I'm going to write off this period of time because things are not going well. And when things start going well, then I'm going to go back to my Avodas Hashem, which is a terrible mistake, because every second of our lives, from the day we're born to the day we leave this world, are opportunities to be Avodas Hashem. When it's pleasant, then we have the challenges of pleasant life, which sometimes limit our Avodas Hashem, and we have our trying times. It's the same thing. It's all the same. It's all the Yisrael is set up for most HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this come about, sometimes you have to limit yourself. A person is sick and he's weak. He can't learn the same amount of time intensity that he can without. But he can do things according to the curses that he has right now. So this person is all by himself. Should realize that there is something beneficial about that. He doesn't have all the responsibilities of taking care of those around him and family. He could focus on a Kodesh Bohu. We know that even the Nevi'im used to go and separate themselves and be misbinded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so they could focus on their Avodas Hashem and their kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a bad thing once in a while just to, you don't have to go to a forest, even though if you want, there's loads of them all around Beit Shemesh. But just detach from everything and think a little bit about yourself. Who am I? What type of relation do I have with Hashem? Can I make it more real? In relation with my family, can I make it also more real, more caring, more successful? Yeah. We're so involved in running from one thing to the next, we don't have time to think even what we're really doing and how we're behaving and do we have real relationships? Are they just business relationships? So give me and I'll give you. Anyway, so this is a Maila. We know that David HaMelech, he was a king, most powerful person in Klal Yisrael, and he said, I'm looking back on the good old days when I was in the grasses grazing the sheep. Those were the good days that I was by myself without all the tears, and I was able to focus on my loving relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brings a mice, and one of the tzaddikim came to a certain Medina. He came to be mechazik them in Avodas Hashem. And he saw a very interesting place. Everyone was wearing the exact same garments. And they also had a grave dug for them at the entrance of their houses. He didn't see any woman there. He asked, what's going on over here? They said, the reason why we wear the same clothing is so that we shouldn't differentiate between a person who's wealthy and a person who's in poverty. We're all equal. We don't want the wealthy people to be balagaiva. And we don't want the poor people to feel unfortunate.
Kol HaLashon.
And we remind ourselves of the grave. Then when the grave comes, all the power and money that one has in this world have no meaning. So basically, we are all the same. Yeah. He brings a mice of a melech, a king, that used to mingle with his avodim, and also he would dress up like them. Because also he didn't want to get carried away with the fact that he has fancy clothing and jewels to think that who knows who he is. He wanted to realize it and feel that he's part of the nation. So anyway, that's why they have the same garments. They didn't want people to have external things and be the things that are going to define the status of the person. And that which they put the kever on the entrance of the house is to always live with that musa, that we're not going to live forever, and we should start preparing for the world to come. The reason we don't have our women and children with us, they don't worry, we have them, they're in a different village not so far away from here. But we want to focus on Avodas Hashem, and when we need something from them or for them, we go to them. But the reason why we did this is because we know that if we're together constantly with the family, we have a lot of tildes, and they affect our focus on what we should really be doing. We have more menuchas nefesh when we're away from them. Yeah, kamovan, we don't recommend people doing that. But it just means that it's something that if a person is in a situation that he's by himself, to be able to focus on the fact there is something positive about it and take advantage of it. Come about together with that, a person should be misspelled. He eventually does not remain by himself. But there's always a difference between the present and the future. The present, we take advantage of as much as possible and recognize that this is what I say. For the future, it could be misspelled. Anything that we feel will make life easier for us. So whether we're in a state of riches or poverty, we can make the best of it and make it up by Hashem. I don't know if I mentioned to you in one of the previous year, but it's probably did, but I can't hurt to hear it again, about this person, Kreuz, was killed in that Miron tragedy, left nine children. He lived a very, very simple life, and the guy with stock, he came to him and a few days before Pesach and said, we're giving out money. Do you want some money to help you make the Pesach? And this Kreuz asked the guy with stock, if I take it, we'll be on the cheshbon of other people. Guy with stock said, yeah, we have a limited amount of money if you take it, so no, somebody else won't get it. But in life, you have nine little children. And it's probably you need it. And this, I think his name was David. Kreuz told him, no, if it's a mecheshvan of somebody else, I'd rather the other person take it. We'll manage with what we have. It's such a beautiful thing. A person living in what we would call utter poverty. But he's thinking more about the other person, thinking about himself, and he's happy. He's content. I have what I need. I don't need all these luxuries and everything else. Anyways, we can learn from all these kedushin. And like we're saying, this is an important thing in life. Whatever situation we're in is for our growth, and we can take advantage of it and gain tremendously from it. And yet, Hashem, if it's not pleasant, Hashem will take us out of it also eventually. Kotev.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.